What to do when everybody else is celebrating Easter. By Beyond Today host, Gary Petty. Once you've become convicted by the biblical truth about Easter and the Passover, as outlined in the accompanying article, the next step is acting on what you've learned. Stepping out in faith in this way can be difficult, particularly with family who don't understand why you've made such a change. Many families gather on Easter for the traditional celebrations, coloring eggs and hiding them, a big family meal, chocolate bunnies for dessert, alongside religious observances like sunrise services. Abandoning all of the Easter traditions and replacing them with the Passover and the symbols that Christ and the Apostle Paul referred to in the New Testament is a major change. But when you commit to that change and observe Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread year by year, it makes all the difference in properly worshiping God the Father and Jesus Christ. If your family raises questions, it is good to explain that the observance of these festivals is anchored and grounded in a relationship with Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for our sins. It's most important that you and anyone who asks about your conviction understand that, rather than denying Jesus Christ and abandoning Easter, you are actually reaffirming His vital and eternal role as Savior and Lord. By observing the Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread, Christians do exactly as Christ Himself did. Luke 22:15-20. When you talk to your family and friends out of love and share the biblical truth of these festivals, they will hopefully begin to see that your conviction comes from a genuine desire to please God and worship Him in spirit and truth. John 4:23-24. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.